Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, A Time to Serve God. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 36, we have the phrase that David served God in his generation, or he served in his generation. And I've taken that thought for today's devotional. We can serve God in our generation. There is the possibility. We can serve our generation before God as an accountability, or we can serve our generation without God, seeking acceptability. Now, to serve God in our generation is indeed a possibility. It is a certainty, in fact, because the Lord has placed us here on the stage of life at this time with the talents we have in the place where we are before the people and with the people with whom we dwell. There is a reason for that. The Lord would have us to serve His cause. So certainly, you can serve the Lord in your day. We must serve Him in our day. We cannot say we must wait till another day or a better day. This is the day that God has set before us. These are the opportunities that God has given to us. And if we should think that we are going to wait for a better one, we will give an account unto God and be viewed and condemned as a slothful servant, an unprofitable servant. I knew thee that thou wast hard and austere, and I hid my talent. Why? Well, the time wasn't right. I didn't feel like it. I didn't like the people. I didn't think I had the resources. And so on and on we can go for making the excuse of not serving God in our generation. Or serving God and serving our generation before God. Well, we will be mindful of the way that we do serve people, knowing that we are open before Him, and He sees all of our deeds, knows the motives of every word, every deed that we do, sees every thought that crosses our lips, or every thought that goes across our brain. We will serve Him with a pure heart, serving our generation before God, knowing that God has brought the people that we are to serve on the stage of life and into existence at this time. There are others who have come onto this planet. They've served or they've not served. That's beside the point at this point. They're gone. They're not here anymore. And all of that it takes is for us to drop the ball, is for us to fail to serve Him in our generation. As I was looking at a portion of Scripture just recently, I noticed that the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they were to give to the Lord, or give to their next generation, their faith. They were to train their children in the things of the Lord. Now, those of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, by the very fact that you know Him, by the very fact that you have been born again, with that knowledge and with that position has come the responsibility of passing on to the following generation the truths that God has shown to you. Or we can serve our generation without God. Now that's a terrible mix. For there are those who seek to serve their generation or serve in this generation without pleasing the Lord, being more concerned about being accepted before friends, being ashamed to take a strong stand for the Lord, but willing to say, we must not be so narrow-minded. We must recognize that we are living in modern times, and people are different today. Well, how different are they? They're with a soul. They have a body that's dying. They have an eternal soul that needs to be born again. They're accountable unto God. There is but one way to heaven. That's through Christ. How different are they? I think of something that I heard a drunk man say some years ago. And I don't make fun of drunks, but this drunk made this statement. He said, I'm drunk and I'm still drinking. I bathed and I'm still stinking. I'm in bad shape. Now, that was the man's conclusion. And the Lord says that if we meet people who are lost and let them go out of this life like that without giving the gospel to them, him that is filthy, he'll be filthy still. You must be born again in this generation. You must be born again and made new by faith in Jesus Christ. May we be faithful in serving God by giving the gospel of Christ to the lost. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.